Check 1, 2, 3, 4.
My KUTX.
My KUTX.
1, 2, pup, 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 pup. Okay.
KUTX.
This is My KUTX. I'm Art Levy. Each week on the show, we get one of our favorite musicians to guest DJ for an hour. And this week, it's Hayes Carl.
Well, Daddy joined the Air Force, said it was a good soul. Danger, love, and money, but it only led to Devo. Ended up in Abilene, working at a Dairy Queen. Put me in the Army on the day that I turned 17. Here I am standing in the desert with a gun. Thought I'm going AWOL, but I'm too afraid to run. So I got myself a new plan, stealing from the Taliban. Make a little money, turning poppies into heroin. Sergeant didn't like it, so they put me in a hole. I said, is he shooting when they don't know where to go? Lily pad, sent me home to know red. I knew I'd be in trouble, but I didn't think it'd be this bad.
Hayes Carl has a new album out April 8th called Lovers and Leavers, and he's also in town for South by Southwest. He was live with us at the Four Seasons this morning, and tonight he's playing a show at Threadgills at 8. To get you ready, Hayes is going to play some of his favorite songs over the next hour as our guest DJ. If you want to see his playlist, just head to kutx.org and look for My KUTX in the features section. Enjoy!
Hey everybody, I'm Hayes Carl, and I'm taking over the control room here at KUTX Austin. This hour, we're playing nothing but what I want to play, and it's My KUTX. Starting this set off with the man every man wishes he could be, the one and only Kris Kristofferson.
This song I started out writing about Dennis Hopper. Ended up writing about Johnny Cash and Chris Gantry. Ramblin' Jack Elliott, Bobby North, Freddie Neal, David Blue, Eric Anderson, Paul Siebel, a lot of others I can't think of now because I can't hear myself. See him wasted on the sidewalk in his jacket and his jeans, wearing yesterday's misfortunes like a smile. Once he had a future full of money, love, and dreams, which he spent like they was going out of style. And he keeps right on a-changing for the better or the worse, searching for a shrine he's never found. Never knowing if believing is a blessing or a curse, or if the going up was worth the coming down. He's a poet, he's a picker, he's a prophet, he's a pusher, he's a pilgrim and a preacher and a problem when he's stoned. He's a walking contradiction, partly truth and partly fiction, taking ever wrong direction on his lonely way back home. He has tasted good and evil in your bedrooms and your bars, and is traded in tomorrow for today, running from his devil's lord and reaching for the stars, and losing all he loved along the way. But if this world keeps right on turning for the better or the worse, and all he ever gets is older and around, from the rocking of the cradle to the rolling of the hearse, the going up was worth the coming down. He's a poet, he's a liar, he's a prophet, he's a picker, he's a pilgrim and a preacher, and a problem when he's stoned. He's a walking contradiction, partly truth and partly fiction, taking ever wrong direction on his lonely way back home. I took about 5 between here and the baths last night.
That was the Kris Kristofferson. First time I heard that song, I was 17 years old in the Woodlands, Texas. I was dating a lovely girl named Nikki Matijevic, and we were over at her house, and her parents had a vinyl collection. And I pulled that out, and I remember putting it on, and as soon as he started name-dropping who he was sending the song out to, I remember thinking, this is something special. And I lay down on the floor and listened to that song, and I had a, I guess what you could call an out-of-body experience. I'd never heard anything like the combination of that voice with those words. To me, it's about the perfect song. So anyway, that was Kris Kristofferson with The Pilgrim. And next up, we're going to move to another guy on my Mount Rushmore of songwriters. And he's probably the guy for most all of us that have ever picked up a pen and a guitar. This is Bob Dylan with Isis.
I married Isis on the 5th day of May, but I could not hold on to her very long. So I cut off my hair and I rode straight away for the wild unknown country where I could not go wrong. Of darkness and light, the fighting line ran through the center of town. I hitched up my pony to a post on the right, went into a laundry to wash my clothes down. A man in the corner approached me for a match. I knew right away he was not ordinary. He said, are you looking for something easy to catch? Said, I got no money. He said, that ain't necessary. We set out that night for the cold in the north. I gave him my blanket and he gave me his word. I said, where are we going? He said, we'll be back by the 4th. I said, that's the best news that I've ever heard. I was thinking about turquoise, I was thinking about gold, I was thinking about diamonds and the world's biggest necklace. As we rode through the canyons, through the devilish cold, I was thinking about Isis, how she thought I was so reckless. How she told me that one day we would meet up again, and things would be different the next time we were. If I only could hang on and just be her friend. I still can't remember all the best things she said. We came to the pyramids all embedded in ice. He said, there's a body I'm trying to find. If I carry it out, it'll bring a good price. 'Twas then that I knew what he had on his mind. The wind, it was a howling, and the snow was outrageous. We chopped through the night and we chopped through the dawn. I was hoping that it wasn't contagious, but I made up my mind that I had to go on. I broke into the tomb, but the casket was empty. There was no jewels, no nothing. I felt I'd been had when I saw my partner was just being friendly. When I took up his offer, I must have been mad.
inside. Threw him down in the hole, and I put back the cover. I said a quick prayer, then I felt satisfied. Then I rode back to find Isis, just to tell her I love her. She was there in the meadow where the creek used to rise, blinded by sleep and in need of a bed. I came in from the east with the sun in my eyes. I cursed her one time, then I rode on ahead. I said, no place special. She said, you look different. I said, well, I guess. She said, you've been gone. I said, that's only natural. She said, you're gonna stay. I said, if you want me to, yes. Your smile on the fifth day of May in the drizzle and the rain.
That was Robert Zimmerman, a.k.a. Bob Dylan, with Isis off his record Desire. Hard to pick just one Dylan song, but I went with that one. I first discovered Bob at the Unitarian Church, of all places. And the Unitarians are not known for their choirs. They're terrible singers, Unitarians are. But they would bring in talent, I guess, variety shows. So one day it would be someone reading Dante's Inferno, and then one day it would be a folk trio playing Bob Dylan songs. And that's how I discovered Bob, and it also sort of enlightened me to the power of language and lyric combined with music. So anyway, that was Bob Dylan. Next up, we have another one of my favorite not only performers, but human beings. This is Ray Wiley Hubbard performing a Woody Guthrie song, This Morning I'm Born Again.
This morning I was born again, and the light shines on my land. I no longer look for heaven in your deathly distant land. I do not want your pearly gates, don't want your streets of gold. This morning I was born again, and a light shines in my soul. This morning I was born again, I was born again complete. I stood above my troubles and I stand on my 2 feet. My hand, it feels unlimited, my body feels like the sky. I feel at home in the universe where yonder planets fly. This morning I was born again, my past is dead and gone. This great eternal moment is my great
breath of life I breathe is united with these mountains and the mountains with the seas. I feel the sun upon me, its rays crawl through my skin. I breathe the life of Jesus and old John Henry. Myself, my heart, my soul, to give some friend a hand. This morning I was born again, I'm in the promised land. This morning I was born again, a light shines on my land. No longer look for heaven in your deathly distant land. I do not want your pearly gates, I want your streets of gold. And I do not want your mansions, for my heart is never cold.
Yeah! Ray Wiley Hubbard. Also on that track, let's see, I believe Eliza Gilkison, Patty Griffin, Bob Schneider, and Slade Cleaves, who, if I'm not mistaken, this was some lyrics that Woody Guthrie had, and Slade put it together, did the arrangement. I'm not exactly sure. But he had something to do with it there. And put them all together, and what a song. And that Ray Wiley Hubbard, I first met Ray in 1999, 2000, down in Galveston, Texas. I was tending bar at a little joint called the Old Quarter Acoustic Cafe. And Ray had a show, and I weaseled my way into opening for him, and then I got demoted. Some other guy met Ray at a funeral and asked if he could be the opener. And so I became the opener for the opener. But anyway, I met Ray very briefly, and he was very complimentary. And I remember I moved to Austin about a year later and was having a really rough time of it. I was sleeping on my buddy's couch, who was running an adult website out of his apartment. And I was selling vacuum cleaners door to door during the day, and then I waited tables at Red Lobster at night, and I was just getting nowhere. I was not getting any gigs or dates or anything. It was a sort of a dark period for me. And I remember I called up Ray Wiley because I was trying to piece together a press kit. I thought maybe that would help me get some gigs. And the problem was no one had ever said anything nice about me that I could include in a press kit. It was a quote from my mom was my press kit at that point. And that was just that I was an okay kid. And I called up Ray and I said, Ray, you probably don't remember me, but I opened for you a year back. And you said something very nice in passing. And would you mind if I used it in this press kit? And he said, absolutely. You can absolutely use it. And he said, do you have a place to stay? And I said, well, I do. It's not ideal, but I do have a place to stay. And but he offered his advice, wisdom, and opened up his home to me. And I'm fairly certain he may not have even remembered who I was, but that was just the kind of guy that Ray Wiley Hubbard is. That does not mean that you should go call him and ask if you can stay at his house. He'll be mad at me if he gets a flood of phone calls from broke songwriters. But anyway, just an anecdote about the quality of human being that is Mr. Hubbard. Next up, we have... by the way, this is Hayes Carl. I forgot to mention that, sitting here in my control booth. KUTX has allowed me to come on and take over the show for the next hour. And I'm getting to play some of my favorite songs. This is a treat. So, speaking of my favorite songs, this next one is by a great songwriter from Huckleberry, Iowa, named Greg Brown. And this is from his record, The Live One. And it's called Spring Wind, one of the most perfect songs I believe I've ever heard. Hope you enjoy.
I'll get just a little bit more guitar in the monitor. We have to say that, you know, us folk singers, it's part of the contract. You have to say at some point during the night, can I get just a little bit more guitar in the monitor? It's just, I have to, it sounds fine, Don, you know, but I'm just fulfilling my contractual deal. I lived a while without you, darn near half my life. I no longer see our unborn children run to you, my unwed wife. Oh, but yesterday I had a vision beneath the tree where we once talked of an old couple burning their love letters so their children won't be shocked. Love calls like the wild birds. It's another day. A spring wind blew my list of things to do away. Ah, my friends are getting older, so I guess I must be too. Without their loving kindness, I don't know what I'd do. Oh, the wine bottle's half empty, the money is all spent. We're a cross between our parents and hippies in a tent. Love calls like the wild birds. It's another day. A spring wind blew my list of things to do away. And in a mucked up lovely river, I cast my little fly. I look at that river and I smell it, and it makes me wanna cry. Ooh, to clean our dirty planet. Now there's a noble wish, I'm putting my shoulder to the wheel, cause I wanna catch some fish. Love calls like the wild birds. It's another day. A spring wind blew my list of things to do away. Ah, your children go to sleep now, don't you know it's getting late? I know you don't like to miss nothing, and school ain't that great. Oh, I'll dance with you when you're happy, hold you when you're sad, and hope you know how glad I am just to be your dad. Love calls like the wild birds. It's another day. The spring wind blew my list of things to do away. Oh, darling, it's been a hard go, but I think we'll be okay. I know I say that all the time, like everything else I say. Oh, I've been gone so often, but every time I miss you, and I don't really know nothing except I like to kiss you. Love calls like the wild birds. It's another day. A spring wind blew my list of things to do away.
From shining through, baby. like vines were there. When we slept together in the blue behind your eyelids, baby. Sweet baby. Trace your sin through the pool till I found these purple flowers. I will spend hours soon smelling you for hours. Lavender lotus blossoms too. Sweet baby, tangerines and persimmon and sugar pine, grapes and honeydew melon on a fifth of queen, lemon trees don't make a sound, two branches bend and fruit falls. Ground, baby, sweet
Hey everybody, this is Hayes Carl, and that was Lucinda Williams, live at the Fillmore. The Fillmore. I once got topless at the Fillmore. Quite embarrassingly, I might add. I was on tour with the Old 97s, and for some reason thought it would be a good idea if my band streaked the stage, which might have been pretty cool, except we sort of chickened out, and we just got up topless. During a 5-minute song. For the first 30 seconds, it felt pretty rock and roll. And then for the next 4.5 minutes, it was incredibly awkward and uncomfortable. And I remember afterwards, Rhett Miller came up and said, "Wow, guys, that was cute." And I realized that I still had a lot to learn about showmanship. Speaking of showmanship, we'll do this next song here by one of my favorite all-time singers, guitarists, songwriters. This is the incomparable Buddy Miller playing a Jesse Winchester tune, "The Showman's Life."
A showman's life is a smoky bar and the fever chase of a tiny star. It's a hotel room and a lonely wife. From what I've seen of a showman's life, nobody told me about this part. They told
about this part.
The Showman's Life. That was Buddy Miller featuring Emmy Lou Harris in the background vocals there. We'll do a song here that's about the other side, the part that everybody knows about. All the Women and the Wine. This is by one of my favorite singers. If I could redo my whole deal and use somebody else's voice, I think I would either go with, I might put Rod Stewart in there, Bobby Bear Jr., but I think at the top of the list, I've always loved Delbert McClinton. This is Delbert singing "I Had a Real Good Time."
Well, I love this life, but it's doing me in. Just in case I don't ever see you again, I had a real good time. I love the wine. I love the women, the song, and the carrying on. I had a real good time. Well, I've been around the block a time or two. Around every corner there's something new. I had a real good time. I just love the wine. I love the women, the song, and the carrying on. I had a real good time. Well, there's a big old world of opportunity for a man who sings the blues. You learn a lot more about life from the things you're not supposed to do. I got a way with women, keeps them coming around. That's the kind of thing that you don't turn down. I had a real good time. I just love the wine. I love the women, the song, and the carrying on. I had a real good time. All right. Song and the carrying on, I had a real good time. I love the women, the song, and the carrying on, I had a real good time.
Thank you.
Yes, the Pogues. Makes you want to dance, makes you want to drink. I particularly love that record that is live at the Brixton Academy. And I remember I was on a 3-week tour. This is Hayes Carl, by the way, in case you're wondering who this strange man is talking to you on the radio. They've let me in the studio here to play some of my favorite songs and tell quick anecdotes about them. And I was on a 3.5-week tour in the UK, and my fan base over there is mostly 70 to 80-year-old men. And I remember we had a guy, we went like 2.5 weeks without seeing a female at the shows. And that can take a toll on the psyche of an entertainer. And I remember we had this guy who rolled up with a walker and stood at the very front of the stage and had a little bell on it. And after my song, rather than applaud, he would ring the little bell. And I haven't been back to the UK in 3 years. But I remember I found this record, and the audience is just coming unhinged. You can just smell the beer and the sweat and feel the energy. It's palpable in the room. And I thought, I'm going to wait until I can get that type of crowd. So I've been kicking around the States ever since. But that was the Pogues. Hey, everybody. This is Hayes Carl. I'm guest DJing on KUTX Austin. Hope you're enjoying the music for the show this hour. Coming up next, we have the incomparable Miss Nina Simone.
Eve and Adam had a garden. Everything was great. Till one day a boy says, pardon, miss, my name is Snake. See that apple over yonder? If you'll take a bite, you and Adam both are bound to have some fun tonight. Go on and eat. Instead, you don't want to waste it. The Lord has said in the beginning, everything is free, except that apple, it leads to sinning, so let that apple be. But Eve got tempted, so she tried it. And as all chicks do, teased her man, though he decided he'd just try some too. Go on and eat. It's mighty sweet. It's quite a treat. Go ahead and bite it, I bet you'd be delighted. I hate to tell you all what followed. The Lord was most upset. Saw them making love and hollered, what have you to eat? And when they made a full confession, the Lord says, I see. I guess I'll have to teach you a lesson about not minding me. Go on and eat. It's mighty sweet. Madam, have his kids and all. Place some labor laws on Adam, and he made the snake to fall. Ever since the days of Eden, folks been sinful mind. Now
even eaten apples in their pie. Go on and eat, my baby. It's quiet and sweet, my baby. It's mighty sweet, my
baby. I have tasted.
And you don't want to waste
it. Oh, go on and bite it.
I bet you'd be delighted.
You always did it.
Now you're gonna get it.
Yes, Miss Nina Simone. I'm trying to remember where I first heard that song, and I have no idea. But I've always loved it. Something about it goes from sort of reserved and almost tasteful to completely wild and unhinged. Singing about the Garden of Eden. Speaking of wild and unhinged, here's my buddy Todd Snyder singing Play a Train Song.
Up on the sidewalk like he owned the whole damn town. I'd hear him talking to some chick through a thick ghost of smoke, through a thicker haze of southern comfort and cold. Say, girl, you're hotter than the hinges hanging off the gates of hell. Don't be afraid to turn to me, baby, but he don't treat you well. And by me, so I laughed and I shook his hand. He laughed a little bit louder as he'd yell up at the band, play a train song, pour me one more round, make them leave my boots on when they lay me into the ground. I am a runaway locomotive out of my one track mind. Trouble that I can't find. I got this old black leather jacket, got this pack of Marlboro Reds, I got this stash here in my pocket, I got these thoughts in my own head. Right to run until I've got to walk, until I've got to crawl. This moment that I'm in right now and nothing else at all. I play a train song, pour me one more round, make them leave my boots on when they lay me into the ground. I am a runaway locomotive, have a one track
track mind, play a train song, being a cowboy and loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies that leave them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems. Sadly in search of one step in back of themselves and their slow moving dreams. Cowboys are special with their own brand of misery from being alone too long. To die the arms of a nightmare, knowing well that your best days are gone. Picking up hookers instead of my pen, I let the words of my youth fade away. Old worn out saddles and old worn out memories, but no one, no place to stay. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems. Sadly in search of and one step and back of themselves and their slow moving dreams. Sadly search on and one step and back on themselves and their slow moving dreams.
Sadly in search of and one step and back of themselves and their slow moving dreams. Everybody, this is Hayes Carl, and this has been a bit of a dream come true for me to get to come guest DJ here at KUTX. I hope you've enjoyed the songs. This has been a blast. Thank y'all for listening. Stick around. There's a lot of great music coming up. Appreciate it. Take care.
You know, when you're sitting there in your silk upholstered chair, talking to some rich folks that you know, well, I hope you don't see me in my ragged company. Oh, but you know I could never be alone. Take me down, little Susie, take me down. I know you think you're the queen of the underground. Send me dead flowers every morning. Send me dead flowers by the mail. Send me dead flowers to my wedding. And I won't forget to put roses on your grave. Well, when you're sitting back in your rose pink Cadillac, making bets on Kentucky Derby days, I'll be in my basement room with a needle and a spoon and another girl to take my pain away. Take me down, little Susie, take me down. I know you think you're the queen of the underground. send me jet flowers every morning. Send me jet flowers by the mail. Say it with jet flowers at my wedding. And I won't forget to put roses on your grave. No, I won't forget to put roses on your grave.
Towns Van Zandt closing out My KUTX, covering the Rolling Stones with Dead Flowers. Hayes Carl was our guest DJ this past hour on My KUTX. If you want to see his playlist or listen to this episode or any guest DJ we've had, just head over to kutx.org and look for My KUTX in the feature section. And Hayes is in town for South by Southwest. He played our Four Seasons show this morning, and he's at Threadgill's tonight at 8, so you still got a little time to get over there. And while you're heading over there, just keep it right here on KUTX. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Art Levy, the producer of My KUTX. You've got it on KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience.